Welcome back to the Binge Buzz. I'm your host, Bryson Hill, of course, as always, joined by Coach Binge. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
So let's get right into it. You know, you come in off this last week, obviously. We had last week's episode, which was a little different change of pace, no games, so it was a bit of more of a talking episode. Obviously, you guys had Thanksgiving and whatnot, but Cathedral did happen last Tuesday. Just kind of give me your early thoughts on that game against the Fighting Irish and kind of what you think went wrong and what you think went right and just whatnot.
Well, you can simplify the game. I mean, we missed free throws. We missed layups. And, you know, we made some defensive lapses where we just gave them points, didn't get back on defense, and didn't do things. So if everything else is even, then, you know, the outcome is different. So it's it was a little frustrating. I mean, Cathedral, give them props for doing what they needed to do to beat us. But we need to play better. And, you know, there wasn't any one thing, but you just can't. I mean, you're going to always have lapses, or you're always going to have errors or mistakes that are made, but you just can't give the other team points, and then you need to take advantage of the what I call free points that you get, layups and free throws.
Yeah, and how have you kind of, you know, we've mentioned it all season how this group is young. There's obviously, you've utilized a lot of your freshman players as well, and obviously a lot of these sophomores have really never been in these positions before. How are you just trying to keep everyone's head in the game for people that haven't been in these positions and even people that have been, maybe like a Shania Curry, like that can still dwell in your mind no matter if you're a senior, junior, whatever the case may be. So how are you still just trying to keep the mentality of this team up after not only a loss like that, but of course 1-5 is not a great start. So how can you still keep that good mentality up?
Well, I mean, it's tough. I mean, if it's, you know, if that's the only loss you had all year, then you move on and that kind of thing. But there's been two or three losses that, you know, you look at it that, you know, we were competitive and could have won the games. And it gets to be a little frustrating and wears on them. So as a coach, you just keep staying positive. Hey, you do these things and you're going to be successful. But, you know, we've got to do those things on a consistent basis. And then it's easy to say as a coach, but you got to trust in the process and not worry about the results as much. And as long as you're working hard, giving everything you got, doing everything you can to improve yourself and the team, then things will eventually work out. But if you let your emotions take over, you get frustrated, then that the same results will repeat themselves.
And, you know, despite what, like, the score, obviously the final score says, when it comes down to this game, you guys had a very equal game when it comes to straight up looking at your averages. Because looking at your stats here, you guys scored 44 points on Tuesday. You averaged 41.8 per game. For assist-wise, you had 9. You averaged 8.2. Rebounds, you were slightly worse. You had 23 on Tuesday. You averaged about 27. So I kind of just talked to that how it may be a little frustrating when you feel like you're kind of getting the stuff that goes that normally goes your way, the stuff that normally happens, but you can't quite execute all the way through.
Well, I think Cathedral shot over 50% from field goal percentage, and I think 54, 55, 56% somewhere in there, and they hit shots. And, you know, keep the game simple. They hit shots, we didn't hit shots. And now you, as a coach, you look at what were the quality of shots we had versus the quality of shots that they had. And I thought defensively, I thought we played hard. I just didn't think we defended like we're capable of doing as a team. So we might have played hard individually, but then we just did some things that don't make sense. And sometimes it's hard to explain.
Yeah, and we'll not stick ourselves too bad here into the negative, but just one more thing about Tuesday's loss. What are you, and I guess this is a open-ended, what's just the biggest thing that you are looking to take away I think the biggest thing that you need to change from Tuesday to tomorrow, 7 days exactly, what do you think, what's the biggest thing you want to see different?
Well, when teams pressure us, we need to get easy shots. We can't turn the ball over, and that's something else that we did Tuesday. And then the other thing is that that we need to do things right all the time. And I thought for the most part this year we've tried to do the right things, but things just slipped a little bit Tuesday, and we got to correct those and move on and know that good things are ahead for us.
All right, yeah, let's switch gears now here to the Marion County game tomorrow. First of all, I just want to ask you, has there been any different, has there been a different feel within your team yet that this isn't just another regular season contest, or is your team still kind of viewing it the same, and do you view it as the same, or is it a little different?
Well, you know, we're still, you know, trying to move forward, and, you know, I, it's hard to say. I think we've had some good practices the last three or four practices, and hopefully they're looking at it. And we look long term. You know, you play Tuesday, and if you lose Tuesday, you don't get to play again for another week yet. So I would think that would be motivating enough. And then you win Tuesday, and you play an extremely good team Thursday. And if you win that one, you get to play two games Saturday, which would be great. And I know some of the players want to cut down nets, want to win championships, and you know this is one of the times you can win a championship besides the end of the year. County tourney is, in my opinion, by far the toughest tournament that we play, tougher than the sectionals, tougher than the regionals, just because you got to win four games in a short period of time against quality opponents. And so, you know, we're looking for this as another learning experience.
Let's go to that, what you just mentioned, that short period of time, four games, you got to win it. As obviously you haven't had the same group, but in years prior, what have you done when it's been kind of those short games that are, you know, you only have a day of rest, or obviously we see it on championship days where it's two games in one day. It's one in the morning and then usually one in the evening or so. So how... what message would you put out to your team, and what message have you put out to previous teams in the past, how they can properly get rest and get their fuel back up when they play from, you know, I think it's usually about a 10 a.m. start time usually, so probably about 2 hours or so. So they got a big chunk, like maybe a 5.5-6 hours or so between games. How are you kind of, what's your message to them to get themselves just a little bit rested up for the next game?
Well, they need to develop a routine where they get rest, where they're ready to go. I mean, it's, you know, each body is different, each person is different, so it's not necessarily sleeping between the games, but getting a little bit of rest, getting off your feet, getting mentally prepared. And sometimes what can be the toughest of all that people don't look at is how emotional draining it can be playing so many games in a short period of time, especially if they're closely contested games. So it's something that each individual needs to look at and see what they're doing. And it's throughout the coaching career, I've changed my philosophy a little bit on it, where each player needs to develop their own routine. And but they need to make sure they get rest. They don't need to go out shopping between games, or, you know, they don't need to be doing a lot on if we play win Tuesday, to getting ready Thursday to go out Wednesday night and do something. So hopefully we get an opportunity to advance in the tournament so we can have an opportunity to experience that.
Yeah, and looking at this Lutheran team, they kind of struggle to keep the ball in their possession. They're averaging 29 turnovers per game. How can you not only win the turnover battle, but how can you force turnovers?
Well, we like to pressure people anyway, so it's perfect for us as far as pressuring people and that kind of thing, but we need to do it the right way. We can't get over-anxious and foul, and we just need to play good defense and make them have to make decisions and take them out of their game. So hopefully we can do that. You know, it's there for us if we just do it, but we've got to understand our roles and just put it all together.
Yeah, and looking at Lutheran as well, we've kind of come across, I think we mentioned it last episode, maybe the episode before that, where you guys have come across peer scorers, maybe that some people are relying on just one person. That's not really the case here with Lutheran. They really have, they spread their ball out all around. They're not the highest scoring team by no means, but they have about four or five different girls who are in that 5 points per game to about 9 points per game range. So how different is that from zoning in on one person, like a commit to some college, compared to a team who's well-rounded and has got maybe the same skill set for each ladies and whatnot? And how does that vary between, you know, focusing in on one person and focusing in on a whole bunch of people?
Well, we just got to worry about a defensive fundamental. So you don't have to do anything special. You just have to play your defense against Lutheran. So they play extremely hard. They appear to be very quality people. So you can't give them an opportunity to have success. They get on a run, they get going. So we just got to play our standard defense.
And two more questions here for you. My first one of two being the winner of this game will either face LC or Southport. How can you look towards that game, but not also, how can you properly prepare for that game, but not also by overlooking Lutheran, thinking this is just going to be another walk in the park, not only for you, but also for your team?
Yeah, the way I've always approached it, the team you're playing that night is the best team in the state. And so you look at, as far as practice is concerned tonight, what does Lutheran do and what does Lawrence Central do that's common? You can work on that tonight. And then Wednesday, if you're lucky enough to win, then you can focus on the other game. Obviously, you go from Lutheran, who's not as talented. Lawrence Central's the number one team in the state. And, you know, so you got to prepare. And that's sort of the preparing for the whole season. And each team is different. But yet there are some fundamentals in basketball that aren't different and that we need to practice tonight.
100%. And finally for you, if you make it through to the next, if you make it through to the semis and then obviously the finals, you will play at Ellen, not necessarily obviously against Ellen, which just leads into my second part of the question here. How have you always viewed playing at neutral sites? Does it make it any different for you? Does it really matter to you at all? And is that something you've ever kind of focused on, or is it just another game for you?
It's another game. I mean, you know, probably the difference is, you know, what bench, which locker room, you got to travel, but so does the other team have to travel. So there's, you know, always a lot of different factors that go into preparing for each game. But as far as that's concerned, you know, you pretty much, you get on a bus, you get there and go in the locker room and change, go out and play. The both goals are the same, and so you just go from there. So so I don't think where you play is that much difference, except for the amount of time it takes to get to the game.
And with that being said, fortunately for us and these Lady Giants, tomorrow is not a neutral game. It is a home game right here, right in the Giants gymnasium, as you guys will face Lutheran in the Marion County tournament. Good luck to you, Coach, tomorrow, and thank you for joining me for another episode of the Binge Buzz.
Okay, we hope to see everybody out here tomorrow. And for us, as far as being home, it's nice that we don't have to travel and then travel again Thursday. So it's nice to have a home game. Thank you very much.
And let's also not mention the how much momentum it gets your players going with the hype of the Ben Davis supporters and whatnot, so right. Definitely sure that gets them going. But that being said, I've been your host, Bryson Hill, alongside legendary coach Stan Binge, for another episode of the Binge Buzz. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Where it began, I can't begin to know, but then I know it's growing strong.